Straight Shooter with Stephen A.
What's up, everybody? Welcome to this special segment of Straight Shooter with yours truly, because like I told you before, every now and then I like to pop on my YouTube channel. I don't want to just wait until Wednesday nights where I have Straight Shooter with Stephen A. every Wednesday night on SiriusXM, POTUS Radio Channel 124, airing from 6 to 8 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. Before and after those times, if I've got something on my mind, I want to touch on it, as opposed to waiting until Wednesday night. That way you got a feel for where I stand, what I'm thinking about, what's on my mind, etc. And especially this week when I'm scheduled to go on The View on ABC with the ladies, Whoopi Goldberg and the crew, Joy Behar and the crew and the rest of them, okay? I figure stuff is good to get this stuff off of my chest because I want you to know where I stand so we're not guessing about anything. Now, I'm the guy that's usually so critical of the laugh. I'm so critical of the left. I never, ever say anything about the right. This is the bogus narratives and storylines that have been out there. Yet again, I'm pointing the finger at the right, specifically the president himself, Donald Trump, but not in a manner that you would think. It's given me cause to pause, and it's allowed me, dare I say, to be more intrigued than judgmental. Because I don't know if y'all know the news, all right, but I'm going to read it to you. Straight off of Politico, okay? It's in the Wall Street Journal. It's on CNN. It's on Fox News. It's on ABC, NBC, and every place else. But I'm reading from Politico, okay? And I'm going to read the headline to you because I want to give credit where credit is due. President Donald Trump officially pardoned former Honduran President Juan Orlando Hernandez of a drug trafficking conviction amid criticism from Democrats and some Republicans that it contradicts his narco-trafficking crackdown in the Caribbean. Records from the Federal Bureau of Prisons show that Hernandez, the former two-term president of Honduras, was released from West Virginia's high-security USP Hazleton prison on Monday. The White House confirmed this morning that Trump had indeed issued that pardon. To reflect back, in 2024, Hernandez was handed a 45-year prison sentence for his role in trafficking roughly 400 tons of cocaine into the United States of America. 400 tons of cocaine. That's who just got pardoned, okay? 400 tons, okay? But Trump has framed the case as yet another example of overreach from the administration of former President Joe Biden. Hernandez was, quote, according to many people that I greatly respect, treated very harshly and unfairly. This is what Trump wrote on a post on his Truth Social last week. Here's what he said for everybody, for those of you who missed it. Listen to what Trump's explanation was for pardoning the man.
You've made so clear how you want to keep drugs out of the U.S.
Right.
Can you explain more about why you would pardon a notorious drug trafficker?
Well, I don't know who you're talking about. Which
Juan Orlando Hernandez.
Well, I was asked by Honduras, many of the people of Honduras, they said it was a Biden setup. I don't mean Biden. Look, Biden didn't know he was alive. But it was the people that surround the Resolute Desk, surround Biden when he was there, which was about very little time. And the people of Honduras really thought he was set up, and it was a terrible thing. He was the president of the country. And they basically said he was a drug dealer because he was the president of the country. And they said it was a Biden administration setup. And I looked at the facts and I agreed with them.
What evidence did you share that he was set up and that he wasn't?
Well, you take a look. I mean, they could say that you take any country you want. If somebody sells drugs in that country, that doesn't mean you arrest the president and put him in jail for the rest of his life.
Mr.
And that includes this country, okay? To be honest, I mean, if somebody does something wrong, do you put the president of the country in jail? They said it was a Biden setup. It was a Biden administration setup. And you have a big race going on this week, you know, next week. I think it's going to be a very important race. It'll be interesting to see Honduras. That's what you're talking about, right?
Correct.
So you have that. That's Trump speaking about it. Criticism across the political spectrum has accompanied the president's decision, which comes with the White House under fire for its strikes on alleged drug traffickers in the Caribbean and locked in a public pressure campaign against Venezuelan President Nicolas Maduro, a target of the administration for his alleged work with narco terrorist organizations. See, we can look at it that way, right? Here's my point. Number one, for those on the left and some on the right, they are absolutely right when they point out to the President of the United States, how freaking hypocritical can you be? So you can bomb boats in the Caribbean claiming that they were individuals trafficking drugs, but you let out a former president of Honduras who just got sentenced to 45 years in prison over a year ago for trafficking over 400 tons of cocaine? Make it make sense. How does that make sense? How is that consistent with the Trump administration as it pertains to addressing drug trafficking in our country? There's nothing that's consistent about that. It's flagrantly hypocritical. And it should be investigated by both houses of Congress on both sides of the aisle so we make sure that our president is on the up and up about this, because it's not consistent with his policies. His. Now, you can claim it any way you want to, in my mind. But when you say that you don't want drugs coming into our country, that more than guns, fentanyl and cocaine and all of this other stuff is more harmful, but then you pardon a dude in a West Virginia prison that was supposed to be serving 45 years for trafficking, assisting in trafficking in over 400 tons of cocaine. I mean, damn. I mean, that don't make any sense. But rather than be judgmental and stop there, I decided to do some research because I thought it was important. And I thought that, you know, if we're going to talk about stuff like this, let's talk about it. Okay? Because as we sit here, we've got to ask ourselves several questions. It's certainly controversial, no doubt about it. Okay? And it's very, very easy to hit the president on because it's controversial. It's inconsistent with his policies. It comes across as flagrantly hypocritical and certainly not in the best interest of the United States of America, it appears. Not only that, to blame the Biden administration and to accuse them of overreach. You're going to accuse our government of overreach to serve at the behest of somebody who's a former president from another country? You're going to impugn the integrity and stain the political apparatus that exists within this country to be protective of somebody who has allegedly trafficked in or assisted in trafficking in 400 tons of cocaine? Come on now. There's nothing right about that. But with that being said, what about this? Does it fit Trump's pattern? I'm going to say it again. It's a question because I like to ask those. Does it fit Trump's pattern? Using military force to hit drug cartels that threaten Americans while pardoning Hernandez because he sees the former Honduran president as a political ally who was over-prosecuted under the previous administration? That sounds like Trump. Crack down on enemies. Cut deals with friends. That definitely sounds like Trump. If you remember, Hernandez was elected into office in 2014 and then again in 2017. Both times he had the support of President Trump. Candidate Trump, then President Trump in 2017. He had a support. Okay? So we got to take that into consideration. All right? And we got to ask ourselves those questions. Cutting deals with friends. That makes it less about drug policy and more about Trump's trademark mix of toughness and loyalty. And that's why both make sense in Trump's world. See, as I dig deeper and I do the research and I listen to what everybody's talking about, you got Trump allies. What are they saying? Hernandez's conviction was an overreach by U.S. prosecutors during the Biden years, saying the Department of Justice treated a foreign head of state like a cartel boss without accounting for geopolitical context. This is what you're hearing. He helped us more than he hurt us. We're correcting a political prosecution. What has Trump complained about? Being friends with the right people and folks engaging in overreach and going and turning politicians into prisoners. That is what he's been accusing this country of doing to him. It falls right in line with what he's saying. But it goes a step further than that. And that's why I thought it was important to bring this up. You have to understand, with Trump fighting with Maduro, you actually want friends and you want influence in Central America, particularly Honduras, where an election is unfolding. You got to remember that. And where migration pressure originates. What was Trump's problem? I want to deport folks. Where am I going to send them? If you're friends with a particular politician and somehow, some way he's repositioned to have some power because he's going to go right back to Honduras, then you've got a friend in that region of the world who, by the way, can assist in several things. Because as we look at it here, think about this here. Honduras and Venezuela do not share a border. Honduras is in Central America. Venezuela is in South America. All right. They're separated by several countries and or the Caribbean Sea. We know this. All right. The Honduras president, Hernandez, and Maduro for Venezuela have never had a really particular meaningful relationship. They weren't aligned. And their governments often worked against each other diplomatically, according to my research. Hernandez embodied a pro-U.S. market-friendly conservatism, which falls in line with Trump. And that clashed with Maduro's anti-U.S. state-centric socialism, which connects with the extreme leftists. So if you're Trump and you can get some conservatism in that region of the world, and on top of it all, you ingratiate yourself with some Hispanics / Latinos, imagine what that could potentially do. Not just abroad, but here locally for the 2026 election, for the 2028 election. Because one thing that we have to pay attention to when it comes to the immigration crisis, and we got to stop playing games with this stuff. There's a whole bunch of Hispanics that wanted the borders closed. They don't want a lot of people skipping lines. They're looking at it and saying, wait a minute now. We have to stand in line. We have to go through the process like everybody else. Everybody that's Hispanic or Latino ain't for open borders. We keep forgetting that. Trump didn't. And he hasn't. And this could be a major play. And that's the reason I wanted to touch on it. Because I'm looking at all of this stuff. From a strategic standpoint, pardoning Hernandez. Look at how it's being framed. A diplomatic gesture, a way to empower conservative factions in the region, a signal to pro-U.S. actors that Trump will protect allies. That's what they're doing. That's what they're saying. Now, if you're a critic, I'm reading from a guy by the name of Lawrence, parentheses Larry, Borstein, B-O-O-R-S-T-I-N. The reason I'm reading this is because I had it checked by my researchers and I was told this was accurate. Quote, this is a tweet he put on X. Donald Trump announced he is pardoning Juan Orlando Hernandez, a.k.a. J-O-H. Pronounced ho in Spanish. This is what he wrote, not me. He says here, who was convicted of firearms and trafficking 400 tons of cocaine through Honduras to the United States and sentenced to 45 years in prison. Hernandez became president in 2014 and was reelected in 2017 in an election described as fraudulent by the opposition and some international observers, but unopposed by the Trump administration, even after appeals to the State Department by the opposition. 400 tons of cocaine represents 2.5 billion doses of coke. There were 29,449 cocaine overdose deaths in the United States in 2023. Trump 45 announced Hernandez as president of Honduras, who was extradited to the United States in 2022, prosecuted and convicted in 2024, and sentenced to 540 months in prison and 60 months of supervised release for cocaine importation and related weapons offenses. Trump 47 is pardoning him. No one should claim that Trump is against drug trafficking or having drug traffickers in power in Latin American countries. That's the left's point of view. To those others who, dare I say, are Trump supporters, or even say that I might come across as a bit more objective, they've got a different spin that they're looking to put on it, which I've articulated to you already. And down the road, here's what I wanted to say to y'all. If Trump can get conservatives back in power in Honduras, do you know that Trump would gain leverage to demand stricter Honduran cooperation on deportation flights, border patrols, anti-gang initiatives? Did you know that? So it comes down to who's playing the right game. Do you want us, who are proud to call ourselves a nation of laws, to make sure that the president, under no circumstances, is breaking any laws? He's following the rule of law, and he's dotting I's and crossing T's, but, dare I say, engages in a level of passivity as it pertains to immigration, anti-gang initiatives, patrolling the borders? Or are you one of those people that wants to say, bump all that? We need our borders patrolled. We need gang violence eradicated. We need to make sure that we ingratiate ourselves with some of these other countries that can take some of these individuals that were here illegally and make sure to deport them back. Which side of the fence are you on? Trump just made it so you have to make a choice. Because this wasn't his first move, and it damn sure ain't gonna be his last. So while I don't like it, because I think it's a bit hypocritical and inconsistent with what he's been saying and what he's been doing in terms of him and having Pete Hegseth for the Department of War bombing these boats in the Caribbean and saying we got to keep the drugs out of our country, while you're letting somebody out of a 45-year prison sentence after less than 2 years who was alleged to have trafficked, assisted in trafficking, over 400 tons of cocaine into the United States. The flip side to that is, if you can restore this man to power or at least some significant level of influence in Central America, and that assist in our borders being patrolled, in migrants not coming in here in flux, and in gang rivalries being drastically diminished, if not flat out eradicated, which choice are you making? I'm only asking this question because we know Trump's going to for the midterms next year in 2026. Buckle up and get ready. He just put the American people on notice yet again, forcing you to make a choice, forcing us to make a choice. One way or another, we only got two sides to pick from. Which one's yours is yours going to be? That's what he just did. That's what fascinates me about this stuff. I'm sure there's more to learn. I just learned that in the last hour. In the hours to come, I'm quite sure I'll learn even more. But I knew enough to say that, to tell you that, for you to listen and to have something to think about and stomach. It's a lot. But if you're an American citizen and you're an adult, you don't much have a choice, because one way or another, it's going to touch your life, depending on the decision you make at the polls and beyond. See you Wednesday, as in tomorrow night, on Straight Shooter with Stephen A., POTUS Radio, Channel 126. I'm sorry, 124. Channel 124, POTUS Radio. See you then. Until. peace and love.